And now, broadcasting on Star Worldwide Networks, it's In the Green Room. Green is in, but what does that really mean for you? Join the gang for a fun and energetic half-glass, half-full perspective to what and how sustainability is the lifestyle for the future. It can really affect everything you do, from your health, wallet, environment, money, even your morals. So our goal, to help save the planet one show at a time. Now, welcome to the Green Room.
Good evening in the Green Room. I'm Quita.
I'm Kinga.
And we're your hosts of In the Green Room. And you guys know our motto. It is
saving the planet
one show at a time. And we have had a very exciting weekend, week, and we've got an exciting night ahead. Even after the show, I have to tell you, one of the most exciting things Kinga and I have been talking about is, you guys know firefighters. They're known for saving lives, right?
They're heroes. They're heroes.
Absolutely. But a lot of people don't know they're doing their part in helping save the planet, too. So tonight, after the show, so get ready, Kinga and I are going to be going touring fire stations.
That's why I wore my shorts, because I'm going to slide down that pole.
Okay, well, I'm not sliding down that pole because I have on an itty-bitty dress, and no, Kinga.
Yes, you
are. I'm not doing it.
Yes, you are.
All right.
I brought you some shorts to throw on underneath
your
skirt.
Sure you did.
I did.
Sure. All right, Kinga, tell me about your weekend.
Well, can we first introduce Diane?
Diane,
can you say hello?
Our PR.
Hello there.
She is the one giving us all the exposure, telling you guys what we are all about. Diane, how was your weekend?
My weekend was busy, as always. But I did do a lot of planting, fall planting. And I just wanted to mention that if you buy, say, your fall flowers at Home Depot, when you take them home and they're in those little plastic containers, and you think, oh, I'll just put them in the garbage. Don't, because that's like crazy in your landfill, all these hundreds of little packs. So anyway, called Home Depot, and they take them back because they sort their trash.
I love that sustainable
FYI.
Tip.
Great. Yeah. And
so
this is the time.
Reuse it and repurpose?
Yes. They take it back. Now, what they do with it, I don't know. I'm hoping that they just plant new flowers in them,
right?
But who knows? But
and if you're into gardening, you can do it yourself. I know we save ours so that when it's, you know, you want to get your stuff going before the season comes, so you can start planting and those little things too. So Diane, that's
great. Diane, we brought her on board to do PR, and for us, she's bringing us sustainable tips, and
she's a traveler.
Yeah,
and I'm a traveler.
She's our traveler too. So, well, thank you so much for joining our team.
And Diane, you want to tease, Kinga, some of the people we have on, because our show is exciting tonight.
Well, we're talking about cannabis. We have
Mr. Steve Shapiro in the house.
Hello, everyone.
and apparently, we found out tonight that our daughters played soccer together on a team in Notre Dame High School.
What a small world.
Such a small world.
Look at there.
Right?
We could have been friends a long time ago. You see what you missed out on, Steve?
And Chet, our cameraman,
yes. Chet.
Knows his daughter, Manny, very well. So what a small
Pretty
world.
Pretty awesome. Amazing. So Steve is one of the people we have on. We also have some really good guests, because what I love is that they are turning neighborhoods and into communities. Do you remember back in the day when neighbors actually knew neighbors?
Exactly. And that's kind of come to a stop. And so what's so nice is our friend here that owns PV, is it PV Lifestyle?
Life in Paradise Valley.
Dana and...
and Mr. Nick.
Nick. Is it
Shouse?
Carancy?
Dana Carancy.
Carancy or Carancy? Carancy.
And by the time this show is over, you guys are all going to be pronouncing her last name right, because King and I have both keep saying, how do you pronounce it?
Well, I've always said Carancy, but is it Carancy?
Carancy.
She's going to do this all night.
Yeah.
Like Chianti wine.
Okay, there we go. Chianti.
Yeah.
Okay, now I got it. Okay, thank you. Chianti, that helps me.
And then we also have the world's fastest female on a motorcycle in the house.
Valerie Thompson, the beauty right there. And they're making a movie about her, and that'll be coming out next year. So she's an exciting guest.
So we got her first.
Yes, we did.
First on InTheGreenRoom.Green.
Tell me about your week, Quita. That's the first thing I want to hear is, how was your week?
Oh, my week is still going. How about that?
So what are the positive things that happened this week?
And you know what, guys? Kinga's so great about that, because I'll come to Kinga and I'll say, you know, I've got teenagers at home. So I think those of you who have teenagers or know people with teenagers, you know that sometimes will take over your week. But Kinga is so great at, she'll say, Quita, I'm listening. I'm being compassionate. Calm down. Now show me something positive. And that's awesome because my head is on my teenager right now. And I hope he's listening because it's not really positive right now.
Well, we'll do a show about him.
I love it.
We'll do a show about him and maybe we'll bring him in.
I like it. In fact, you guys can give us advice on these teenagers because I feel like they just don't grow up.
I think every parent out there that has a teenager has had some ups and downs. And I think if somebody says that, you know, everything's perfect in any relationship, there's no perfection. So I don't care if you're dating or you're married or mother, father, sister,
single or
siblings.
Not.
Yeah, nothing's perfect. But we can stay positive and know that, you know, hopefully 90% of the time it's good.
But I will say something positive that my girlfriends kidnapped me this weekend. It was like 10 of them. It was the greatest surprise ever. And we went to the Women's Expo. And it was so cool because I got so many deals and there were so many green sustainable things there too. So that's exciting. That stuff will be coming because we'll have some of the people we met this weekend on the show. So that was positive.
That's so fun. Positive.
I was gone. Guys, I was away from the kids for like 6 hours at one time. How about you, Kinga?
Well, I got to fly to Dallas with this beautiful blonde motorcycle champion racer over here. It was a last minute deal. Quita was supposed to go with me. And I think I talked about it on the last show that at the last minute you couldn't go.
Right.
And so I'm mentioning it again because Valerie was able to go with me and we had just a wonderful 24 hours. I mean, it was crazy fun.
It was one day and I saw you the next day.
I mean, we spent like, you know, almost 48 hours together. It was great. And just kind of, we were with Jerry Moyes and he was, you know, he does so much to save this planet and the children. And today I actually had a lunch with some of the doctors and nurses that help volunteer. They travel all over the world to operate on these children, all volunteer. And that's definitely saving the planet.
One show at a time.
So today was, and also in house, we have to mention that we have Mama, right there. Everyone say hello.
Mama. Hey guys, Kinga has taken over my mom. I think she sees her more than I do.
Well, why wouldn't you? She makes you laugh.
She does.
She makes friends everywhere she goes. She's like a little angel.
And I'm not a teenager anymore, so we get along great, right, Mom?
And she has pearls of wisdom.
Pearls of wisdom.
For those of you who don't know, her name is Perlina, so hence pearls of wisdom. All right, wisdom, yes. So let's get to our first guest, Mr. Steve Shapiro, because we have been very excited about this. You guys know how controversial cannabis, marijuana, whatever you want to call it, is, whether it's medical or recreational. It's been very controversial, and I think we've had a lot of conversations
about. But I think that's changing.
Yeah.
When you talk around town and you really discuss with people about cannabis, you really find out almost everybody has their card. I mean, and then you have the people that are vehemently against it. And I think that slowly that might change if they have a loved one that has a medical issue. Because I know I was somebody that was vehemently against it. And I even broke up with my only boyfriend before my husband because he was, you know, into that. And I wasn't. And but then I became friends with about maybe, I would say, 22, 23 years ago, I became friends with these wonderful people. And she's had some medical issues, and the only thing that takes away her pain is cannabis. And so that's what made me realize, I opened my eyes, that I was being kind of ridiculous, because I think if, it's a much better solution than
some of those prescription drugs.
Opioids.
Yeah, well, I mean, the side effects, we've talked about it before, is worse than the actual condition in a lot of times.
Right. Well, so she can't sleep. My friend Cindy Abbott cannot sleep without having cannabis. So I think that's sleeping is important. What do you
think,
Quita?
And it's got its pros and cons, but Steve, we really want to know what you think. So Steve Shapiro, you are the founder of, well, let me just say, you've got some news to announce. Your dispensary has a whole new name.
Well, we were Superior Organics, and we currently are, but we're changing to the Superior Dispensary, and we're moving to the west side of Phoenix. We'll be at 211 South 57th Drive in West Phoenix, and we're really excited to move to the new facility. We've got 24,000 feet over there to grow in the back. And
you guys are growing your own, and you're organic.
We will, exactly.
You're organic? That's the best.
As much as you can be.
As much as you possibly can be. There's some constraints to the organic codes that can't get into now. But basically, we use no chemical fungicides or pesticides. We flush our flower completely at the end of the cycle. And we use a completely natural drying process and curing. And
what is the drying process?
The drying process is basically, well, there's a couple ways you can do it. We like to basically dry and hang the branches and basically let it hang there for about a week or so.
So just like drying regular herbs.
But we have to control the environment.
Got it.
And how so do you control it?
Well, with humidifiers, dehumidifiers, air conditioning.
All kinds
of
things.
You want to have the perfect balance. You want to have about a 50% humidity in there.
And that's why we go to experts like Steve, because those are things that we don't know how to do or really have to do, because it's not legal for us to grow, but it is for you to grow.
Correct.
How long have you been doing this?
We opened July 31st of 2013, and so a little over 4 years. And we're currently located in Superior, a little town outside of Phoenix. Beautiful little mining town, lots of great patients up there. And it's really because of them we've been able to grow and expand and do the things that we're doing now.
And so in the business, is it just you and your wife, Paula?
Correct. And then we have an amazing staff of employees.
That you work together. How many employees do you have?
There's 8 others currently, and we'll probably be up to about 30 in about a month or two.
So I have a lot of friends that have anxiety or sleeping issues, and they all, daily smoke cannabis. And so I need to pass them on to your place.
Absolutely.
We'll have to come in and film a Facebook Live.
We will have delivery options available. We also have, you'll be able to pre-call or call in and have your order waiting for you if you'd like. We currently accept Visa and MasterCard and American Express.
Do you make home deliveries? If somebody's shy to come into your place, do you make a home delivery?
We are able to do that as well. And what else can I tell you?
Well, tell us.
Does it come? Okay. Are you the person that's putting it into pill form also, or in oil, or do you sell that off to another company?
We have those abilities. We're not currently doing that yet. The new facility we'll have a much larger kitchen, much greater capabilities down there. But we will be right now we make some almond butter cups that are vegan and organic, as well as gluten-free.
So, Steve, for those of us who have not been inside of dispensaries, can you walk us through what to expect? Because these days it seems like it's a whole candy store. It's everything you need, and it's medical, but it makes it a whole lot easier. Like, what is the difference in when you're having these edibles versus smoking the marijuana?
Okay, well, edibles are very different than smoking. Edibles can take over your body. They can take over your bodily control, let's say.
Okay.
Well, I have a question.
Smoking can too, but not as much. I mean, edibles have a much much more severe effect is possible. So it's really important to control the edibles. Mm-hmm. It's a little harder to realize how much you're getting, because they take about anywhere from a half an hour to an hour and a half to take effect.
So what Steve is saying, for those of you, he's talking kind of low that on Facebook, sorry, I know you're not hearing as well. He's saying, he's talking about the difference in how they affect you. And you say the edibles, they can take up to an hour and a half to kick in?
They can, absolutely. And a lot of people will choose not to wait that long. That they just, you know, they don't feel anything. And so after a half an hour, they may choose to take some more too soon.
Ooh, why is that bad, Steve?
Well,
okay, I have a funny story, because I had never, ever
that's
tried.
That's why.
I had never, ever tried cannabis, and I was in Aspen, and I was there for a Sustainable Green convention, and I had some friends that wanted to meet this really, in the Sustainable Green world, this really guru. It's this billionaire guy. I'm not going to say his name right now, but he does a lot for saving the planet. And these friends would do anything to meet him. And they'd been trying to meet him for 6 years. And they said, we'll do anything if you'll set up this meeting. And so this liaison. And so we're in Aspen. And so in the evening, later on, and here I'm confessing in front of my son. Yeah, because it's legal. It's legal if you're in a state where it's legal.
Okay, go.
Is it?
Yes. It was legal.
Yeah, it was legal.
And so here we are, the big debut. And so we were supposed to pick him up at the airport at 7 a.m. And so it was like midnight, and we'd all been drinking. And so they pulled out some gummy bears. And they were all doing, going to have a corner. And I said, no, I don't do that. And then they were all making fun of me. And it was kind of like peer pressure. But then there was no excuse because I was in a place where it was legal, and they're like, "Come on!" So I ended up trying this little corner, and
how'd you feel, Kinga?
Well, it was like midnight or 12:30, when I tried this, and it took it felt like 2 hours. So I was trying to go to bed, and all of a sudden it hit me, and I could not go to bed. And then I finally went to bed. And I woke up, I think we were supposed to pick him up at the airport at like 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. And they had rented this big Suburban to pick him up from the airport. And I woke up and I was so worried we were going to be late. So I wouldn't go back to bed. And it was like 4 a.m. So I slept 2 hours. And then it took me forever to put my makeup on. Anyway, I think I had too much.
Well, because the next day you were
then the
still
next whole
there.
Day I giggled the whole next day.
But you make a good point, even though it is a funny story, and I'm sure a lot of people have a lot of those. Steve, I'm sure you can tell them to us all day. Yeah. But it still brings up a point: is you have to be responsible with whatever you're taking, because
right.
yeah. although the side effects supposedly with marijuana is not the same, if you take too much, you may get the munchies or fall asleep or whatever the case may be. It still is too much. Moderation for everything, whether it's medicine, whether it's for recreational, right?
Right.
Now, the good thing we got from this, though, is your side effect compared to some of those prescription drugs. Oh,
yeah. You woke up.
You woke up.
Well, no, the whole next day, had I not had those lectures that we were attending, I would have been having fun, but I had to be serious because the guy we were picking up from the airport that came from Texas, he was the main speaker. And the whole car ride, I was giggling, and then we got to the lecture. And I was laughing, and
wait,
so
you were laughing.
I was laughing.
No, not Kinga.
Times 10
Yeah.
But Steve, on a serious note, what are some things people should look out for who haven't tried it and taking too much, too little, whatever? What are some cons? Because a lot of us talk about the pros, because it's the popular thing, but there's got to be some downsides to it.
Well, it'd be really important to know a good dispensary or dispensary agent who can help you find the right products, because some products are more consistent than others, and what might look really good on the shelf might not be the best thing for you. We're making a bunch of products that are again going to be more along the healthier lines, more organic, more vegan, gluten-free. Our idea is not to give you a lot more sugar just for the sake of giving you sugar. We don't want to make just another brownie. There's enough brownies out there. We'd rather make granolas or other things that are healthier for you, especially if you have to take these every night.
Well, Steve, I have a really good idea. It was actually Diane who's doing our PR and sponsors and all that and sustainable ideas. It was her idea to have these in the green room parties every other month or, as often as we can. And we'll have to have you there to educate everyone. Seriously.
Well, we can't really do that unless you have cards.
Yeah.
Well, right. We could have the in the green room parties with people that have cards.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
But Steve, so how do you think that the edible cannabis helps with anxiety, say?
It definitely can relax people if you have the right strains and the right way to medicate with it. Mm-hmm. Whether for anxiety, probably smoking it. Okay. Edibles will help a little bit with anxiety, but really more the anxiety of trying to get to sleep. Mm-hmm. Edibles are really best for sleep. They'll help with pain, which again will help people with pain sleep. Mm-hmm. But in general, eventually you're going to go to sleep with edibles.
And how long does it last?
Well, the edibles will be four to eight.
Advil lasts like 4 to 6 hours. I mean, what
edibles
are we talking?
Will be about 4 to 8 hours.
All right, that'll get you through the night.
Some things like tincture, which is an amazing product, you put it under your tongue, you can gauge it and kind of calibrate it a little better. will only last about 2 or 3 hours. It doesn't cloud you as much, but it does give you a lot of pain and body relief. Mm-hmm. And the creams will last all day long. The creams are amazing. There's no psychoactive effects, and just work. They're quite amazing.
So do you sell that there as well?
Absolutely. We make our own.
So you just have a lotion. Phenomenal. Just a lotion you put on.
It's a cream you rub on your hands.
And that would get right in your bloodstream immediately, I would think, because your skin is your largest organ, right?
It takes about 20, 30 minutes. You'll feel it, but it actually doesn't reach the bloodstream and show up on blood tests. Mm-hmm. Topicals.
Oh, wow.
Topicals don't, but they work. They're phenomenal. They really do. It's amazing for healing things as well. If you have any type of dry skin, psoriasis.
Really?
Anything you scraped. It's really super healing. Sunburn. Our cream is amazing for sunburn.
Okay.
Did you bring a sample for us?
I don't have any hair with me.
This is such good information.
But
it is.
Right?
Anxiety, but I can
disorders,
when we have.
Yes.
Dry skin.
It's dramatic. It is... the creams you were talking about.
Well, Steve, will you come back next month and teach us more?
Absolutely.
And hey, guys, if you're watching, listening, whatever, get your questions ready because we'll still be checking our Facebook page. So if you have questions, you're listening to Steve, you're thinking of them later, still post them below because we're here.
And also, I want to say to everyone out there, if you like our show, please share our videos and comment and spread the word. We really appreciate it when people do that. And we are... we're having a great fan on a show October 31st for our Halloween show. We sent her a ticket. She's coming all the way from New York City.
All
to
the
be
way
on our show.
From New York City.
Yes. So we really appreciate you fans out there. Please comment, share, like, and spread the word. And let us know if you have guests that you think would be a good fit for our show. Pretty much everybody that's doing something good for charities or children or the environment. Everybody's good. And a new thing that Quita and I started on Saturdays, we're trying to do it every Saturday, but we're going to, you know, unless we're out of town or unless she's having like a romantic night with her husband.
Hey.
but pretty much every Saturday, we're trying to get a big gathering together to pick up litter and for us all to be together to spread green love. And we're going to be going into our schools, our grade schools and our high schools, spreading green love and spreading the word that we all need to be. This is our planet and our trash.
So it's ours to clean up.
And when somebody's being unkind and you see it happening, you got to be nice because what happened in Vegas is such a tragedy. And I think a lot of it all starts with our kids. And we all need to make sure that everyone is being kind. Kindness
Absolutely.
Is number one.
So, Steve, thank you. Thank you. Tell people again if they want to get in touch with you, how do they find you?
You can find us at thesuperiordispensary.com.
Thesuperiordispensary.com.
Would be the best place to find
us. Awesome. And we'll put that on our page as well.
And I just wanted to say we do have some of the kindest products in town.
The kindest products. Okay, thanks, Steve. And he's talking kind, and we're talking healing because we've got our live music, of course, in the house. Kinga, would you like to introduce our guest? He just appeared in front of her.
Chartrand.
Yeah. Okay, the first time I heard him play, I thought, wow.
I can't believe that he's here. I mean, I thought he's got to be like a total rock star from like Hollywood. You're so incredibly talented.
Thank you.
Your voice, your look, everything about you. Your girlfriend or wife is lucky. I think. Is this your wife?
Your girlfriend.
He's amazing.
Uh-oh, she put you right on the spot, didn't she?
So, look, how are you in your life outside of healing with music, helping save our planet?
Whoa.
Recycling, carpooling.
Yeah, all that.
Let us know anything that you're doing.
We'll start by telling her, Brian, that you literally just got off a plane.
Yeah.
Oh.
So he told me earlier, he's like, my brain, it's trying to work right now, right?
Right. Yeah. No, I think I'm fully awake at this point. But yeah, I just got off the plane. I was in Seattle, played some shows up there. And so I guess in a sense, I carpooled with like 75 other people in a plane, you know.
There you go.
We shared
the
same.
You didn't take the plane by yourself.
Did you notice how sustainable it is in Seattle?
Yes.
Okay, so tell us that. What did you see that was different from what you see in Arizona?
Well,
there's
a ton of public transportation in Seattle, and that's very evident.
Very sustainable.
As soon as you land, you can hop on the light rail and get downtown, and it's very convenient, and there's buses, and yeah. But, you know, that being said, I think that, that Phoenix is kind of coming together in the sense that recycling and carpool sharing and the public transportation. I live downtown Phoenix, so having the light rail is a big
good job.
Improvement. I can't use it because I travel with my PA system in my car, and there's only room for me and a six-pack. So, you know, you have to prioritize.
What are you going to be singing for us, Brian?
Well, I think I'm going to sing a song called Miss You Now.
Miss You Now.
And who sings this, or is this your own song?
This is my tune.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's what we want to hear.
Okay.
That's perfect.
Okay.
All right,
should
let's
just,
go.
Should I just do it?
Just
let's
do
just
it.
Do
should
it.
I try to recycle this guitar before I do it? Or can I just...
okay. After.
After. Well, could you feel me think of you today? Even though I'm half a world away, and I would trade 10 hours with you on the phone for one quiet hour with you at home. Lately I can't be bothered with anything else, and I don't want to spend time with anyone else. Anyone else, no, no. Thank you for the love you sent today. You look just like an angel in lingerie. You know exactly what to do and what to say, yeah. And I need to hear it more and more each day, yeah. Sure do miss you now. Sure do miss you now. Sure do miss you. Lately I can't be bothered with anything else, and I don't want to spend time with anyone else. Anyone else, no. These days they're blending into one. Don't know if it's ending or just begun. Oh, you know exactly what to do and what to say. Your smile 1,000 miles just wash away now. Sure do miss you now. Sure do miss you now, yeah. Sure do miss you. Lady, I can't be bothered with anything else, and I don't want to spend time with anyone else. Anyone else. Nobody else. All right. Making all the plans that you allow, yeah. Couldn't love you more if you showed me how. Sure do miss you now, yeah. Yeah. miss you now, yeah. I miss you now. Yeah, I should miss you now, yeah. Yeah, I sure do miss you now, yeah. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Thank you very much.
That was pretty awesome.
Thank you.
Now, what made you write that song?
Well, I spent the summer working on a cruise ship as a singer-songwriter, playing in the lounge, and that was the summer of 2012. And I wasn't writing much at that time. I was learning a bunch of cover songs for this cruise ship, but that was the one original tune that I wrote while working on this ship for the summer. So
okay. All right. I like it. You've got a gorgeous voice and you've got some good soul going on.
Thank you.
I saw you giggling. For those of you who are just listening, King and I turned it into a party.
I saw a little bit of a dance.
We always
party
dance. We always dance, and I don't know if everybody saw that. Did anybody get to see our dance?
I don't know if they wanted to see our dance. Maybe they wanted to see your dance, Kinka, but I don't know. We've got one of our guests, Mr. Nick Schaus, behind me, and I had to pinch him a couple of times because he was being a party pooper. He just wasn't dancing the way we wanted him to dance.
Thank you, John.
I was moving with you. Don't worry.
Well, so he said, if we were in a different place, like a club, that would be different, but this is a club when we got Mr. Brian in the house.
Brian, thank you so much. Your music is phenomenal.
Thank you.
I can't sit still. So can we hear a couple more songs?
Of course.
So we will get back to you. We're going to have Dana from PV Lifestyles Magazine.
And Into Publishing.
Lifestyles of PV. Lifestyles of PV.
Life in Paradise Valley.
One of these days I get it right. Life in Paradise Valley.
You know what you do, Dana. So we've got Dana and Nick here, and they are the founders of Into Publishing, right?
No. Well, it's a nationwide company, so
we
actually are the owners of a Life in Paradise Valley publication.
Got it. Well, don't
Life
tell me
in
this
Paradise
into
Valley publication.
And, all right, and so Dana's all about, you guys are big into, like we told you earlier, they're saying, let's take these neighborhoods and make them communities, because it takes a community, they say a village, mm-hmm. to raise, you know, a community. So tell us a little bit about this magazine that King is trying to show off.
Yes. We have quite a few. There's one with Diane on there too. Grab that one. So our motto, our company started about 15 years ago.
Uh-huh.
The motto is to turn a neighborhood into a community. Nobody knows their neighbors this day and age. Mm-hmm. They go through their garages and 6-foot walls. And, you know, with the motto was to take a spin on a normal publication and really make it about the residents. You know, it's written by them. It's submitted by them. It's their, we call Facebook imprint for that particular neighborhood. And we put on complimentary events each month for these residents to get to know each other.
Your events are so much fun.
Yeah.
I've been to the events are, you know, you just go inside and everybody is so friendly, and the music, the food, everything you do, you guys are amazing.
It's fun.
But you guys work together?
We do work together. We are partners in life and in business, if you will. So that's a great treat, especially once you look at Dana.
And, and look at the smile she got.
And it's the cutest story how they met. Can you tell that story?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
You got put right on the spot, Nick.
Yeah. We met because I actually built a restaurant next door to her restaurant. And, you know, as workers and, you know, in the same center or section, you know, you feed off each other, you help each other. And so I got introduced to her in that manner. And so we worked together almost, you know, neighbors, helping neighbors in almost the same format and what we do today, just connecting and helping. And then we became friends for quite a while.
Yeah.
And
made you guys, we can see you guys are passionate about each other. What made you guys passionate about this whole community?
Well, I was living in Silverleaf for about 4 or 5 years, and I was getting the publication as a resident. because each individual neighborhood has their own publication entirely about them. So I just really fell in love with the whole concept of it. And I would go to these events for that, you know, my neighborhood, and meet neighbors that I never knew I had. And also the great business partners that support the publication to make it free for the residents. I just fell in love with the whole concept. Once I decided to get out of the restaurant business, this was my calling.
Well, it's so smart because they facilitate these parties, and it's all neighbors. And you don't know your neighbors, but you go to your events and you meet your neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
I've already met so many people that I've become friends
with
because of you.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate it.
Yeah, well, we became friends through the magazine, through Diane.
And Valerie.
Yeah, and Valerie. Yeah, and now, Valerie. Yeah, I just met Valerie the other day for the first time. So, yeah.
Just bring your chair over.
Nick, what would you say is the upside for getting to know your neighbors?
Just getting back to that wholesome, I'm from the Midwest, okay. that wholesome feel where you could go next door and borrow a cup of sugar or an egg. We used to have like community block parties, and all the families would come out and the kids would play together. Trying to get back to that homegrown roots, if you will. That's what I'm most passionate about, just bringing people together. Nobody seems to really get to know the neighbor. We're so caught up in our busy lives and mm-hmm. trying to get ahead and chasing this and chasing that it's great to just take a step back and really get to know your neighbors. And oftentimes, like as we've all met, it actually helps our lives and helps our businesses, and just by connecting with
community
people, exactly
friendships, and that sparks business. And pretty much what is more important than friends? I mean, and if you can't be friends with your neighbors, I mean, you know, your job and the money, that will come, but friends and family are forever. And I think you should know your neighbors, and thank you so much, because I've met so many people through your events.
And we are very grateful for you, King.
So thank you.
Well, and
I have
a funny story about the whole neighbors thing. So my kid, one of his sports he's in is track. He runs track. And every day we would, and it's literally a couple of blocks away where he would have practice. One day we leave practice. We're driving into our neighborhood. There's a car in front of us that left the track at the same time as us. They turned down the same street. They turned down the same street again. They turned down the same street again. How about they literally live three houses down from us?
Wow.
Incredible.
With kids the same age, on the same track team, and we had no idea.
Is that the kid that looks like your son?
No.
Okay.
No. Zaina, how can people help make this bigger? How can people help you bring these communities back?
Well, for one, coming on the show, she's going to be a regular. And, people spreading the word. Valerie, I want you to really quickly introduce yourself. Can you say hello?
Hello, I'm Valerie Thompson. 7-time land speed record holder.
Proud of that, huh?
I'm
afraid
am.
Of motorcycles altogether, and you are the fastest woman on motorcycles.
How
do you get that title?
Well, when you go 304.263 miles per hour, I guess you earn that title.
300 miles per hour?
Daredevil.
No, let me
daredevil.
Make that right. 304.
304. I did not stutter. 304.
Wow.
And she's trying to go faster.
I'm trying to go faster, yes. If we have Mother Nature to cooperate at the Bonneville Salt Flats, which we've been out
where
twice.
And when?
We've been out twice this year. Bonneville has a short window, so we're in and we're waiting to see if we can even run the rest of this year in October, but I don't think so. So we're taking a step back, preparing for what we're talking about is going to Australia to set the world on fire there.
When would that be?
That would be next year in March.
Okay, Bees, you have a whole entourage of people that we met at the convention
that
are asking me, when is she going to race? And I said, I will find out tonight.
Absolutely. With my great team and the owners of the Streamliner, and to put me in there and to keep me safe, I mean, we're going to set the world on fire in Australia, I guess.
We're going to get Dana to get the whole entourage of PV to come and watch you race.
That would be awesome.
That would be fun.
We'll just have to do a live Facebook posting.
We'll actually be featuring Valerie in the publication in December, but we'll also be featuring you, Diane, and Quita in the publication next month.
We're so excited.
Our first magazine.
We are so excited.
That's so awesome. That is so awesome. Now, Valerie, what you're doing, especially as a woman, you've got some young kids that will look at you, and girls especially, and think, how does she do that? So How do you inspire them? What do you say to those young girls?
Well, I let them know that don't ever give up on a dream. I mean, you know, later in my life, this became, you know, my passion for motorcycle riding and racing. And, you know, it fell right in my hands of like, okay, I'm out of control on the street, told to take it to the racetrack. And I did, and I never left. And so I just kept putting it, my left foot forward, struggling with the right foot. Do I really want to do this? And, you know, I created something with the help of a lot of people surrounding me, you know, growing up in my racing world. And you just tell people, just don't ever give up. And
never give up. I love that. That's what we are. Never give up.
Do you get hurt a lot?
Ah, I've never been hurt, but I'm going to knock on wood. Where's some wood?
Well, as soon as I knew that she was this famous motorcycle racer, I thought, this woman is a daredevil. She's exciting. She's passionate. And when Quita canceled on me to fly to when she canceled on me to fly with Jerry to Dallas, and he said, you know, bring some friends. I thought, this woman's exciting. She's going to say yes. She'll leave
and I did.
She'll go at 1 a.m. and fly out at 2 a.m. Because somebody that wants to drive a motorcycle at 400 miles an hour, that's somebody exciting. And so, yes, she said yes at the very last minute.
I did.
Yep.
I said yes to him, and I said yes to her.
Are you a newlywed?
1 year. 1 year.
Yeah, 1 year. 2 days ago.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yes. So
we've been together 7 years, but we had some people over, and we had a nice small party at our new residence in Paradise Valley. So we're
I got a nice message from you. By the way, my phone has not been working. Quita, is that true?
It's true.
It's true. No. Like, people have to call me 3 times and for my phone to actually ring, and I'm not getting messages. I finally just got a message that you and Ray called me.
Yes,
it was so sweet.
We were going to invite you over.
I know. Thank you so much. Thank you.
See how it is? Tell how
but
nice it is.
But you make up for it right now. It's okay. I'm good now.
It feels good to be neighborly. And speaking of that, we have people on Facebook saying community block parties are awesome. And that brings us to, you guys have a big event coming up right now.
Yes, when's the event? It is November 11th, also known
what is
as
the event?
Veterans Day. It is an end to family event. We bring all of our communities, all of our residents together. We host it at probably one of the largest fieldside pavilions at Westworld, where they host the polo championships each year. And we choose that as a great platform because it brings a lot of people together on a great day.
And that's spreading green love. Quita and I call it green love.
This
green
is true.
Love, because we're green the green love. Police.
It's kindness. And we're the green police. But, you know, spreading that green love to all the neighbors in the community at your parties, that's the most important. Mm-hmm.
And if we can use such a great platform like that with amazing people to try to help somebody else, maybe less fortunate, maybe somebody with disability, kids, veterans, any cause is amazing. And there's a lot of great ones. It is on Veterans Day, so we chose to elect a veteran-based charity organization. And while me and my lovely wife, Dana, we put it all together, and it takes months of time and effort and planning and fundraising and sponsorship, we elect not to benefit 1%. Not 100% is all to the charity.
Does everyone out there hear this? We all need to go. Mark your calendars. November 11th. And
yes.
Where do they get tickets?
So they can get tickets on the U.S. Vets
website
of the Phoenix, U.S. Vets Phoenix website.
It's usvetsinc.org /Phoenix.
/Phoenix,
and that's
correct.
A direct link on there. It comes on their main page right on the front. You just click on it. There's general admission. There's VIP. Everything is heavily discounted. Because we want to bring everyone together as a family. Mm-hmm. And
so you guys will share that on our page?
It is a 100% tax write-off donation for every ticket sold. You are actually making a donation to the charity, and you will receive tickets for the event. It is going to be a great event. We're going
How much
have
are the tickets?
Either $15 for general admission.
That's it?
So, but if you actually, and then VIP is $50, which includes lunch and seating at the polo party.
Perfect.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I expect everyone in this room tonight to go, for sure.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
No. This is actually just a whole Arizona community event. And anyone
can come.
There's people who fly in from around the country to be here and be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Not only competing, but attending as well.
Absolutely. And then all of our N2 neighborhoods come together for this event. So we'll have about 23 Arizona neighborhood publications of N2 putting this together. So it'll
be incredible, really.
Yeah, it's gonna be really fun. So great time. Casino tables, raffle prizes, we'll have music, we'll
have you smile because you guys know King is always giggling, but Dana always has a smile on her face too.
That's right. And so does Valerie Thompson over here. She does too.
Well, speaking of smiling, let's dance.
Let's get some music on.
Right.
This time we're gonna dance. And can you tell Chet that he has to film a little dancing?
Guys, the funniest thing I have to tell you that Kinga does to poor Chet all the time. She puts him on the spot.
Well,
and then she thinks that if she tells me to tell him, actually, no, he does kind of listen to me a little bit.
He does. He listens to you.
Thank you, Chet. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
he's shaking his head no, but he does listen. But she does put him on the spot a whole lot. So, Chet, your mom says that when we start dancing, she wants people to know we're dancing. Okay, Chet?
Just a little bit.
All right. We've got Mr. Brian in the house. He's going to do a little more singing for us. And now what are you singing for us now, Brian?
I think I'm going to do a song called Worth the Fight.
All right.
I hope so.
Yes.
If not, I'm going to feel like I let you all down. So.
No. My love, dry your eyes for me. My love, run out of things to say. But if neither one is right, then is it just a waste of time? Is this love worth the fight? In love can mend a broken heart. In love can tear it apart. If neither one is right, then is it just a waste of time? Is this love worth the fight? Don't let him find out he's right, Sarah. Won't let you find out that you're right. If neither one is right, then is it just a waste of time? Is this love worth the fight? Well, is this love? Is it worth the fight now? Is this love worth the fight?
Thank you very much.
Now, did you write that one as well?
Yeah.
What inspired you for that song?
You know, that was written at a time in a relationship when you ask yourself if what you're doing is worth it. So you ask yourself, if all the work that you're putting in, is it really worth the fight? And I literally had that conversation with somebody, and at the end of the conversation I realized that it wasn't, so that relationship ends. But it's that moment of reflection, you know, when you're with someone and
I think we can all relate to that, right?
Thank you so much. Will you come back on our show?
What are you doing tomorrow?
I love his personality.
I know. You're great.
Cool.
So, all right, tell
we're
people again.
Be a regular.
How do they find you?
So I play around town. The website is briancharttran.com. I'm in a band called The Sweet Remains. I'm in a band called Live from Laurel Canyon that plays in town. And I was just in Seattle with The Sweet Remains. So, and then I play a bunch in town, not far from here, actually.
Do you still play at Sanctuary?
Yeah, actually.
When you play there next?
I think I'll be there on, I'll be at the Hyatt on Saturday. You know, it changes from week to week. I don't have it all in front of me, but I'll be at Sanctuary before the end of the month.
Wonderful. I'll have to find out when I can practice.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll all have to go.
You're good.
So thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
So we have Kit that's going to play a song. Kit.
Kit's going to be on next week.
Is she going to be on next
week? Yep, she's going to be singing next week, okay. And that's Diane's daughter, so we are excited.
Kit, what are you going to sing next week?
No idea. Okay. That's the name of the song. And hey, we still have our Facebook friends, and we've got Mr. Steve back because we had Letitia Mack asking, do you need a medical card at dispensaries?
Absolutely.
And I guess really depending on what state.
In Arizona, absolutely. Yes, yeah. And the process is not that difficult. If you need help with a doctor, we can help you find the right doctor. But you do need a medical card. It takes about 7 to 10 days to get the card. And then once you have it, you need to renew it each year. It is not inexpensive. It's about $150 each year to the state. And then it's about another $50 to $100 to your doctor, maybe $150 even to your doctor. So it's about $250 to $300 each year to get the card. But it's worth it. It's cheap insurance. And for those people that do need it, it really is helpful to have.
Well, and for those people who do need it, sometimes your regular doctor will not sign that paperwork. Steve, can you give us a little insight into why?
Absolutely. A lot of doctors are given false fears. They're given scare tactics that they'll lose their prescription pad or their license to practice medicine. That's not true. There's just procedures to follow if they're going to write the card. And but there are some very good doctors. We have some. If you want to contact us, if anybody has questions, we can absolutely help them contact a good
naturopaths.
Most naturopathic MDs.
Okay.
And
can give you a prescription.
But I did want to say that when we opened the business, I thought that we would reduce people's pill usage by about 2 pills a day. I will tell you that I believe that it's about 10 pills per day that we reduce on average per patient. And if you looked at that, that's about with 140,000 patients in Arizona, you have about a million pills per day that aren't being taken.
Isn't that great?
Just Arizona.
That's wonderful.
That's 700 million pills a year. That's why there's a little bit of resistance to this industry. And we're making people healthier.
So do Dana or Valerie?
I'd like to ask a question.
Wonderful.
Just off the cuff. Do you need a card for those home calls, visits?
Absolutely.
Mom, are you listen? You do that after the show. Stop it.
Okay, so Dana and Valerie, do you guys have any questions for Steve about cannabis? Do you have any questions?
I don't.
She puts you guys right on the spot. Well, Steve,
you might have a question.
Now, Steve, tell us again. You've got your big event coming up. You've got VIP Superior Organics patients. You're giving them a special thanks. You want to tell us
For all of our existing patients in Superior that choose to come, that will come down to see us at the new location, we're going to treat them as if they were new patients with specials, but then treat them like old patients with an extra discount every time they come down to see us. But I did want to stress a few things. I really appreciate you inviting me on the show. One of the reasons,
yes, Quita, thank you so much for having me.
One of the
Steve.
Reasons I think that
I was thrilled to meet him.
Yes.
Is the fact that our grow site is using all LED lights. And we're probably the only one in the state that is doing that currently. And our new facility will also be doing that. We'll have over 370 of those LED lights. Which
very sustainable, everybody out there.
Much more sustainable, less power costs, less AC usage, cleaner to dispose of. And they
you're
last
recycling,
and
too.
They last longer. We're having terrific results. We believe the plants are using less nutrients because of that. And Steve, I would never go back.
Can we come there next week and do this Facebook Live, or do you want us? Are you actually operating and open?
We are opening in the next month. We'll be open. We don't have the exact date yet. We will update you with that.
Okay.
Superior.
No, the new location will be in West
Jefferson.
Phoenix.
But I mean, is the Superior location open?
Oh, absolutely.
Open?
We are currently so open in Superior. Anybody can come see us up there at 750 South Belmont in Superior. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful little building in the middle of town on Highway 60. And we've got great staff. We will take really good care of every patient that does come in the door.
So we can go to that facility, but then we'll promote the new one in about a month.
Absolutely.
Oh, and that's wonderful. I'm looking forward to it.
We'll have a grand opening. We'll let you know and maybe have you guys out for it.
That'd be wonderful. And then this weekend, there's that cannabis convention. What is it called?
There's a couple of things this weekend. There's a big Southwest Cannabis Convention, and then there is a cannabis masquerade party.
Ooh, that means Metro you don't Center. Know who I am, but I know who you are.
And that party is for patients and dispensary agents only, but it is up by Metro Center. That we have a booth there announcing all of our new things as well there. And
so are you going to have in the green room out there to do a little live of your booth?
If you'd like to come out, we'd love to have you.
Yes, we would.
So, Steve, be sure to share all of those events on our page. So, guys, you know where to find them, inthegreenroom.green. We'd be remiss if we didn't talk about our main sponsor.
Goodwill.
And Kinga and I have been frequenting Goodwill because she's trying to make me wear a costume. I have to tell you guys, I don't do Halloween. I just have never, ever, ever celebrated Halloween.
Video.
No, you tried to make me. She's been trying.
Okay, guys, look at In the Green Room on Facebook and scroll down and find the video of us at Goodwill. You were wearing a witch hat. You were wearing a mask. You had a costume on.
Yeah, I put on a little mask. Let me tell you, she wanted me to put on a whole costume. And we actually got into a little bit of a fight beforehand because I wouldn't listen. Anyways, we're talking Goodwill. You guys know Goodwill is big on the donations. But at the same time, right now is the time to go for Halloween because every costume you can think of. And it's not just used.
They have everything. They have everything to decorate your house. You know, candy dishes, lights. Napkins, everything for Halloween.
Right. Why pay full price?
It's a fraction of the cost.
All right.
So check out Goodwill, and we're going to be there soon to do another Facebook Live. And thank you, Tim. I just saw him recently, the CEO. He does so much for that Goodwill. We really appreciate him. So back to Dana.
We want to thank
Valerie.
Dana and Valerie. We got to thank all of our guests.
We want to ask them if they'll be back on our show.
100%.
Look at that
200%.
Smile.
100%. Yes. I had to get you.
And Steve, are you 300%?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we want to thank all of our guests tonight. And, of course, Goodwill as well. And we want to thank you guys for listening.
What's
and don't forget our motto,
saving the planet one show at a time.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you. Have a good week. Spread the green love.
Thank you for listening to In the Green Room. Join us here live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. or anytime on demand 24/7 on StarWorldWideNetworks.com.